Hi guys, I've just arrived at the Nepal Kathmandu airport, and the first thing you see is this.
See a beautiful statue of Buddha, and it says Nepal, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, Lumbini to be exact. No rush here, no feeling of rush. There is an advertisement of some kind of pilgrimage that happens here. I think she's Tara. Buddha himself. Well, there's a strike of the transport department, so no buses, only cars, and I found a guy who can take me on the bike. Hello. Let's go. Let's go, let's go. So we go on a motorbike now.
From India.
From India. What's your name, brother?
Samir.
Samir on the motorbike. Is it legal to go on a motorbike?
Yeah, legal.
No problem.
Hello, namaste. My name is Samir from Nepal.
Yeah. So Samir says hi to all of you. Now let's see how the motorbike ride looks like. This is a skill to cross a road in India or in Nepal. And we managed to cross the road. I wait here, yeah?
Okay.
I wait here and he brings the motorbike from somewhere there. There you can see the sign that says Tribhuwan International Airport, TIA. If you can ride in the streets of Nepal, including India, you can ride anywhere in the world. The only difficulty you'll have is that you'll have to follow the rules, which takes some time to get used to. Alright, so wherever it is, you're here. I hope I'm going right. So the biker, he stopped me at his brother's travel office, and we had such a great chat, and I know all the travel plans of this travel company now, all of them. I've seen the documents, so to speak. Very, very friendly, very, very trustworthy. Immediately feel like home. I am home. Where your body feels completely relaxed and your mind tries to remind you to become anxious of something, and you tell yourself, no, actually, this is one of the few places where I can let go of that anxiety. I'm sure that anxiety is not gonna, I don't need that one here. I can surrender to this. That feels home. Namaskar. Oh, there, right in front. Looks like I'm staying in a big hostel. Ooh la la. Namaskar. Namaskar. Is it okay if you are on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay.
मेरा बुकिंग है आज मैं आने वाला था
जल्दी लेकिन मेरी फ्लाइट बहुत डिले हो गई मुझे दूसरी फ्लाइट पकड़नी पड़ी
आपका नाम
हितेश भट्ट
आपका नाम विजय
नो मेरा नाम हितेश हो
मेरा नाम विजय हो
ईमेल करोगे
नहीं
कर सकते कभी कुछ स्पेशल बार बार नहीं करना कंपनी वाले Okay, the registration is done. It's time to enter this beautiful hostel. Man, pretty cute. It is like India, but completely chilled out. 90% less honking. Everything else almost just India, but completely chilled out. ठीक ठीक है, दैट्स इट देन, थैंक यू, गुड नाइट. इफ यू आर स्टिल वॉचिंग,
यू एक्चुअली प्रीटी वेल नो द आर्ट ऑफ चिलिंग, बट आई होप इट्स नॉट जस्ट ऑन स्क्रीन. हाँ, फैंसी बॉय. ओहो,
Good morning, everyone. Right now, I'm climbing the stairs to Swayambhunath temple. Swayambhu is actually a Sanskrit word, maybe in Pali, which is the language of the Buddhists. It is also called the same. If I remember correctly, these are around 300 stairs to reach to Swayambhunath temple, which is also said, called in English, the monkey temple.
We try. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Yeah, God give long life.
God give long life.
Yeah, this is for meaning.
Uh-huh.
And this is for Buddha eyes. This is for Buddha power. And this is for chakra, uh-huh. Seven chakra. This for head, mind. Art is to mind, the hand, backside and blood. Does it try by hand? Yeah, continue fast. Fast. Yeah, fast. 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 Yeah, fast. More pace, this is for good sound.
Swayambhu means self-existent. It is believed that this temple on top of the hill was self-revealed or self-established or self-existent actually. And the temple is here for around 2500 years ago, that's what they say. And it's an interesting place because both the Hindus and the Buddhists worship in the same place. Beautiful Buddha statues and these beautiful dogs just chilling. Buddhist people say, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. Like I go in the refuge of the Buddha. These dogs are literally doing it.
Come on, come on.
These are the last stairs.
No, no. What is saying is, don't take the picture by the line.
It's a quiet, peaceful morning. Oh, my watch says it's not even 6 a.m. but still set in German time. So it's perhaps 9:30 in the morning. I slept really good. Slept like a little child. Okay. I like the fact that you need to work a little hard to reach some heights. So here I just paid the entrance ticket and received this to carry. Here in Nepal, for SAR countries, you pay 50 Nepali rupees. For other countries, you pay 200, I think. So if you come here, you'll pay 200.
which will still be less than 2 euros. Here we go. Let's look at the Kathmandu Valley. It's not a sunny day, it's already monsoon time. So rainy, cloudy, a lot of air pressure. But I think still, you can see how, what a concrete jungle. But let me tell you, the vibe is really peaceful, really chill. Circumambulate the stupa. Buddham Sharanam Gacchami Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami Sangham Sharanam Gacchami Buddham Sharanam Gacchami If only you could smell as well. The smell of faith. Buddha's eyes are always watching, always protecting its people. They are praying today for world peace, for the peace of all sentient beings, not just the Buddhist beings or the human beings, but all sentient beings. This is the beauty of Eastern religions. They are all encompassing. No one is excluded. Excuse me, I took my bag out and you're thinking I have something for you. But sadly, no. Supreme chill.
Thank you.
The level of chilling is increasing here, as you can tell. As it looks, as it is, I hope it looks the way it is. It's pretty steep. It's better to walk with your hands on the railing, like these gentlemen are doing. The last view of the valley. And the last view of the temple. There are a lot of sounds around, but it's very peaceful here. There is a silence in the sounds here, which is so peculiar. If you compare it with some cities in Europe, perhaps, you'll realize that here it's way many more sounds, but there is stillness, there is quiet, there is so much peace. You can see it in humans, you can see it in animals around you. You can see it in the trees. It's beautiful. I find it hard to leave these premises. I wish I could take permission from you to record this beautiful family. Okay, I'm not coming closer. Oh, you're just yawning. You need to be careful with monkey children. They're very protective and children are very dramatic. Sometimes I'll tell you my monkey stories. I grew up around a lot of monkeys. A lot of them, I know all their tricks and all their naughtiness. And I was as much a monkey as they are growing up.
Brother, ciao, peace.
Peace, brother, peace.
Only peace.
Only peace.
No war.
No, no war, violence. Definitely not. And definitely not.
At last, maybe like 5-6 bitches, at last.
Bitches or beaches?
Bitches.
Bitches you want?
Yeah.
All right.
At last time.
At last time, yeah? Why not in the beginning? Peace, brother, peace.
Where are you from, brother?
I'm from India.
India, which state?
Uttarakhand.
Uttarakhand? I was staying in Masuri.
Masuri?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna stay here, right here. You can all pass. By the way, guys, you never wanna get too close to monkeys and you never wanna play with them. This one needs toilet paper. No, it's a piece of cloth. They can scratch the hell out of you. So, yeah. And don't stare at them either. I'm gonna exit next to you guys. Please. War is gonna break loose.